It's time for the newsroom temperature check, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. What's your story today, Mary?
Okay, so I have to first of all thank listener Elaine Miller of Lombard, who gave me this story, because yesterday we were talking about the whole Billy Joel debacle, you know, on CBS, and viewers were all upset about them preempting the Piano Man and going to the local news. Well, we also talked about that show Tracker, which is one of my favorite shows. Justin Hartley's in it. He's very cute. He's from This Is Us. And so it's been caught in all of the CBS shows recently. So on social media, viewers are really getting mad because every Sunday night, this poor show has been preempted by something. March Madness, CMA Music Awards, then they moved the time to 7 o'clock to make space for Billy Joel, and then it started late because of the Masters, and it's been very rough. So they want CBS to respect the show, and they're also thinking that they're driving traffic to make people watch Paramount, because they can watch it there as well. Yeah, so I don't know.
That, right?
I don't know what's happening, but the only good news is that it's been renewed for another season, and I'm hoping I hope they move it to another night.
I mean, another season when it doesn't air.
Yeah, get it off Sundays. It's just turning crazy, especially when CBS keeps picking up major events. You know.
Huh. What's your story, Steve?
Well, do you ever have one of those feelings, and you get the scientific term I think is the heebie-jeebies,
and. feeling of doom.
The feeling of doom. Do you ever get that, Mary?
Yes, I did have a heart situation recently, and my doctor even said, "Did you have a feeling of doom?"
Really?
And I went, "What?" So, I said, what does that mean?
Do you have a heart?
It's still there, thank you. Give me some oil, and I'll be fine.
Well, did the doctor really? Was he really talking about premonitions?
Yes. Yes, they called it like, that you're going to have a heart attack or something or a panic attack. And that wasn't exactly what I had, no. But that's what they called it. I said, is that a scientific term?
Okay, wow. So this was like you would have a physical reaction to something coming. It wasn't just like a premonition of a ghost or something.
No. I think it was more a panic type of attack.
Lisa, how about you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Really?
Andy? Oh, I get the heebie-jeebies. I'm telling you what. Oh, I shouldn't even say this,
oh,
but
you
I went to
now.
Church, and
yeah.
I went up to get communion, and I looked at that priest in the eyes, and I was like, oh, it just wasn't a person I wanted to be around. Isn't that weird?
What?
I have no background. It was a church I had not been in before, but that person in front of me was someone that I got a bad vibe from.
Did you turn and run?
I did not go back to that church.
You didn't get communion?
No, I put my hands across my chest. And, said,
and they blessed you?
Yeah.
Did they bless you or did they give you the stink eye?
Hey, Father, I'm going to pass on this one. I don't think you did it right. Andy, have you ever refused communion, Andy?
Yes.
All the time.
I think every day.
That was a good one. There's this woman who operates tolls on the Jersey Shore, and she woke up on the Garden Star State Parkway. She woke up one day, and she had the heebie-jeebies. She just kept waking up during the night with bad feelings. She had a sense that she was going to be in a car accident, so she didn't go to work. And a few hours later, a garbage truck slammed into the toll plaza where she works.
Man.
Wow.
See?
How about that?
You can call it heebie-jeebies or women's intuition.
Premonition, yeah.
Yeah, another toll collector was hospitalized with serious conditions. And Jessica said, it could have been me. I'm glad it was you.
You need to follow what you feel. I told my child that from the time he was little. If your gut tells you something's bad or this person's bad, follow your gut.
I don't, Steve.
Do you not?
I tend to go through life with a sense of dread, Lisa, so it'd be hard for me to distinguish when to turn back.
He doesn't go to church anyway. Right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's hard for me to get out of the house at all.
What's your story, Andy?
Well, this is a story about a young man in Edmond, Oklahoma, that wanted an octopus. And eventually his parents got him an octopus. And there was a local aquarium store that donated and gave him Terrence, the California two-spot octopus, living in a watery enclosure of the family's home in southwest of Oklahoma City. And there's a TikTok saga that was launched with the father narrating the tale of Terrence using a fake British accent that was generated by a social media app. Eventually, they had hundreds of thousands of people following. But within weeks, the tale took a surprising twist when it was learned that Terrence was actually a female.
Oh. There were babies.
And it laid 50 eggs.
Ah, octopi.
Uh-huh. So they basically now have given the octopi some names. Rocket Larry.
Wait. So the eggs didn't hatch, did
they? Yeah. Oh, yeah, they hatched.
Well, explain for me how that works, because I always thought you needed another octopus.
Well, apparently she might have been pregnant when they got her.
Oh, okay.
So that's a possibility of what actually happened. I mean, the female laid 50 eggs. The family initially assumed that they were unfertilized, but several weeks after that, they began hatching, and they gave them names like Rocket Larry, Swim Shady, JC, and Seance.
Okay, that's six.
So cute.
You got 44 more to go.
Yeah, there you go. I'm not going to give them all because we'd be here all day. But,
and where are these octopi now?
That would be, they're still in the little enclosure there in Oklahoma City, or southwest of Oklahoma City.
Time to get a bigger enclosure.
Yes, indeed.
And somebody said, feeling of impending doom is something paramedics were trained to ask a patient with chest pain, especially.
So that's like a real physical thing. I never heard of that. Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's what she told me. Yeah, one time. I was like, what?
So it wasn't like you don't wake up saying, I see dead people. You just have a physical thing.
I really didn't have that feeling, though.
Until now.
Now I'm like, wait.
Steve's news is next on 720 WGN from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.